الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى وقال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أنه قال رجل قليل العمل وقليل الذنوب أعجب إليك ورجل كثير العمل وكثير الذنوب وكثير الذنوب قال لا أعدل بالسلامة كما قال في كتاب الزهد ابن عبد الله ابن مبارك رحمه الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رسائل درود شریف all together please اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers and my youngsters, Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ Allah is talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never talk anything according to his wishes without the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ He want to say something, he cannot say anything. In huwa illa wahyun yuha until Allah send the revelation to Rasulullah about deen. Once he was present in the state of Ihram, in the place of Ja'irana, where normally we do Umrah Kubra, the big Umrah. When we go Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is two places to do Umrah. Once you finish your Umrah, normal when you leave from here to Makkah Mukarramah, you finish your Umrah. Now you want to do second Umrah. So normally you can go either Masjid Aisha or you can go the Ja'irana where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically he wore the Ihram and he came for Umrah. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, is the most reward to do Umrah from Masjid Aisha, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commands to Aisha, and Aisha says, Abdullah ibn Abu Bakr, you take Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to Masjid Aisha, that place, and tell her to make ihram, wear ihram from there. Toshibu Ahram from. That's why the place is called Masjid Aisha. In the place of Ja'irana, a Sahabi asked a question, Ya Rasulullah, can we use a fragrance in the state of Ahram? He says, I don't know. Waiting. Within a minute or 2 minutes or few minutes, change the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the revelation started on him. At the same time, a person was asking Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I never seen what is the condition when the revelation come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we feel that? So whenever the revelation used to come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cover his body with sheet and chadar. And his body was becoming very heavy. And it was a winter night in Ja'irana. It was a winter night, but he was sweating from head to toes. Once a Sahabi says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his head on my thigh and he was lying down. And the revelation started. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, my leg became so heavy, I was feeling it's going to nearly break my leg. That was a heavy, the revelation upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the camel, he was sitting on the camel sat down. He could not take the burden of the revelation. That was strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah was making easy for him. The Sahabi says, Umar, I did not see that. He said, look inside. He removed a little bit sheet and chadar and he saw, and after that he explained how the revelation was coming upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sweating. Then he says, where is the Sahabi was asking the masla of fragrance to put in the state of ihram is permissible or not. So that means Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not say anything without the permission of Allah ta'ala. He was unlettered. Ummi, Nabiul Ummi, unlettered. He don't know how to read and he don't know what to write. That's why in the battle of Fatih Makkah before that, Prophet said to Ali radiallahu ta'ala, write it down. Muhammadur Rasulullah was writing the letter. So the Quraishi said, no, we don't believe you as a Rasul, so you must not write Muhammadur Rasulullah. You must write Muhammad ibn Abdullah, son of Abdullah. Now Prophet don't know where is Abdullah, where is Rasulullah. He's asking Hazrat Ali, can you delete that? Can you remove that? Rasulullah, and you write Abdullah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, I respect you. I don't want to remove the Rasulullah. This is disrespect to remove that Rasulullah. Prophet said, where is that Rasulullah? Show me. Show me, where is it? Because he can't read. He asking Hazrat Ali, he said, this one. Prophet took the pen and removed that. And he says, let's write now Abdullah. He was unlettered. So Allah want to give a state someone's from the small age. Allahu Akbar. No one can become your stars. Your star is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. No one can become your star. He is the Imamul Anbiya. Who can become his teacher? Who can become his stars? His star only Allah. Whenever you need anything, that's what Allah says. That the full Quran, Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. You don't have to learn. I'm going to put whole Quran in your chest, in your heart. You don't have to memorize. La tuharrik bihi lisanaka latajala bihi inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. Because Prophet Sallallahu was reading with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. When Jibreel sallallahu alayhi was bringing the ayats, he was reading with him. Said, La tuharrik bihi. Don't move your thing. Don't read. Inna alayna. I'm going to put whole Quran in your chest. I'm going to put whole Quran. You will memorize the automatically whole Quran. He was unlettered. That's why the Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was explaining about the month The some months is 29 days, some months is 30 days, Islamically. So he could not say the word 29 in Arabic or 30. So he was explaining, Ash-shahru hakadha, hakadha, wa hakadha, 29. And sometimes he says, Ash-shahru hakadha, 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 30 days. He was explaining like this. That's he was, ummi, unlettered. And he was born as the orphans. Youngsters, I want to say something today. That's why I'm starting from there, from the life of Rasulullah. Who we are? We are the ummah of same Rasulullah. We believe in him. He's our Nabi. He's our final Nabi. And he is going to make intercession for us, for me, for entire ummah, for entire sahaba, entire awliyaullah, entire anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He is going to start first things. Through his intercession, thus Allah will begin the reckoning and people will enter in Jannah. I remember one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day he says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a long sajda. Long sajda. It's called sajda shukr. The sajda of thank of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't thank Allah ta'ala. He was thanking Allah. If you perform your namaz, Allah gave you tawfiq to perform namaz, thank Allah ta'ala. I have no strength to come in a masjid. I have no strength to read Quran. I can't do anything without the permission of Allah ta'ala. If I'm doing something good, if I'm saving myself from guna, we have to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah gave me mother, I have to thank Allah. Allah gave me father, I have to thank Allah ta'ala. Allah gave me so many bounties, showering bounties upon me, we have to thank Allah ta'ala. Prophet says, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. Those who do not thank about the worldly people, parents, uncle, brothers and sister, they're not going to thank Allah ta'ala too. He made a long sajda. Then he sat down, he's making dua again. He made the long dua, then he made sajda, then he sat down again, he's making dua again, he made a second sajda, then he sat down and he made dua, long dua. He did the third sajda. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, this is the place where he made this long sajda. It's called the place of Azuza, near the place of Maqam Abuwa, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother buried today. He made a long sajda. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are coming from journey, going to Madina Munawwara. You made a long sajda here. What was the reason behind? Allahu Akbar, what he says. I asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, while I was raising my hand towards Allah, Ay Allah, forgive my ummah. He made a long dua. Allah says, I am forgiving your one third ummah. One third. So that's why I make a long sajda to thank Allah ta'ala. Then he sat down again. Say, Allah, forgive more ummah. Forgive more my ummah. Then the second time he made a long dua. Allah says, I am forgiving your two third of ummah. Again he made sajda, thanking Allah ta'ala. The third time he made dua. Then Allah says, I am forgiving your those ummah who will accept Islam, will stay in Islam and forgive each and everyone. He made the third time sajda. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born orphan. No father. Subhanallah. Father passed away in Madina Munawwara. Madina Munawwara. Because Ma'amina, when she fall pregnant after a few months, her husband, Prophet Sassam's father, Abdullah, migrated from, he went to for some work to Madina Munawwara and he died on the way there in Madina Munawwara. He was buried in Madina Munawwara. Out of Medina. What happened after that? Now who's going to take this child? When he grew up, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was growing up. He was seeing everybody got father. Everybody got father. They're walking, they're going somewhere with their father. He's asking his mother. And mother explaining what happened to your father. A small little child. When he was 6 years old, his mother passed away. He was a five and a half years old. He's asking mother. It's a little child. Aaj 5 saal ke bachche ki umar kya hota, dekho. Five and a half years. Subhanallah. So many stories is coming to me. The husband and wife separate. Father never asked the children for many, many years. The father never phoned to the children. Okay, you had a problem with your wife, not with children. You divorce your wife, not children. Why are you divorcing your children? The father never asked. So many girls, small, small girls, they're crying. I never seen my father from 2 years. Don't want to come home. Don't want to see me. Well, little child crying. What kind of heart is there? Your own children. You had a problem with your wife. Not with children. It's your own children. Why you don't want to see your own child? So many stories. That means they had no love of children. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kissing his grandchildren, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and suddenly a sahabi came and he saw, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had 7 or 8 children. I never kissed my children in my life. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah have taken the mercy from your heart. If you got mercy in your heart, you're going to kiss your child. But here, forget the kissing. He never asked his own children. He never spent anything for the children. Prophet says, if you spend for your children, it will become sadaqah and it will charity for you on the day of Qiyamah. It will be reward for you. I never think in my life, I'm buying a loaf of bread. I'm making tension. Ya Allah, I'm buying for my daughter, for my children. Ya Allah, this is sadaqah also. We never thought that. Mother says, who will take us to Madina Munawwara? This child is missing father. But I want to take by the cover of his father. Not the house, cover. Oh, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No one could help that time. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look. Mother says, I'm going to Madina Munawwar, I'm traveling. Father left only 2 things behind. One camel and one slave woman, Ummi Ayman radiallahu ta'ala. That's all. They got nothing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grew up in the house of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. When the dada passed away, Abdul Muttalib, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has given him so much dignity and rank and respect. There were drought. In the time when the mother passed away and he came to Madina Munawwara and he was growing up by the dada Abdul Muttalib, one day there was drought, no rain at all for so many days. Dada, the grandfather, hold the hand of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and brought him in Makkah, in Haram, by the Kaaba. And he says, Ya Allah, we all are sinners. And we disobey you so much, so many years. Hey Allah, this is the child. Wabiyaz yastaskal gamamu biwajhi. Hey Allah, you gave him beautiful face. This child, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you yet not Nabi, but he was a child, 6 and a half years old. And he says, Dada says, Wabiyaz yastaskal gamamu biwajhi. Hey Allah, look at the shining face of Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us rain through the face of Mubarakah of this child. He raised his hand and he said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raise your hand toward the sky, and the rain started coming. That was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the Bukhari Sharif also. In the time of Abu Talib happened, same thing. They took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking.
In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari. You can open and see that Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, there were no rain at all. They took Abbas radiallahu, was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chacha. Took him, Ya Allah, Prophet Sassam passed away. We have nobody to show the face. We brought his uncle. Ya Allah, through the blessing of him, Ya Allah, give us the rain. The rain started. Bukhari says, Imam Bukhari says. You can ask through the wasila of pious people, but you cannot ask directly to them. You cannot ask directly to the person, you give me, no. That's haram. But you can say, Allah, this is the pious person, I'm the sinner. Ya Allah, he is very close to you through the barakah of that, Ya Allah, give us this. So Allah give you. That's Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with mother, traveling. Allahu Akbar. Madina Munawwara. This is a mother. Mother can help. Today, one mother can look after 10 children. But 10 children cannot look after one mother. This is a time. This is a time today. 10 children cannot look after. Oh, Abba, you can go that house also. You can go that house. I can't look after you so much. You have to share. I can't keep. While Allah says, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you want to earn jannat is under the feet of your parents, and you want to lose jannat, you can lose out of disrespect of your parents. Look at the Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi. Our youngsters don't know the respect of parents today. We don't know that how quick Allah accept the parents' dua. Does any time the child say to the mother, Ya, oh my mother, can you put your hand on my face, on my head and make dua for me? Did you say that? No. While mother's dua, Prophet Sassam says, accept same time. Do you say, Allah, oh my mother, I'm going to madrasa to memorize the Quran. Can you put your hand so I can become hafiz quickly? We never said that. Yes, Prophet says, "Antalida al-amatu rabbataha." A time will come, youngsters, listen to this hadith. The commentary of this hadith mentioned by Allama Aini rahimahullah. A time will come, antalida al-amatu rabbataha. The child, the 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, the children, they will scream from their room, from their bed. Oh, my mother, make for me breakfast, make for me this, make for me this, make for me this. I'm coming now. So that meaning the sign of Qiyamah, the children will say, what Allah's Nabi Sassam says, a time will come, the mother will become slave and children will become like a boss for them. This is a time. If a mother say, do this, no, I can't do this. Oh, another sign of Qiyamah, Prophet Sallallahu says, a time will come, if your parents will come to your room, and you will hesitate when they go away from here. I don't want them in my room. I don't want them in my room. They must get out from here. You will wish, you will waiting to when they go out. And the Prophet says, when their friend will come, they'll welcome for them. And they'll give them, okay, come have some juice, some this, have tea. They will reject, they will deny it. They will hate the parents and they will love the children, the friends, the sign of care. This is everywhere today. So many cases, the mother and father crying. Did we listen to my mother? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi says, my mother's dua accepted at the same time. Because Imam Bukhari, he was born normal. He had the eyesight. Suddenly his eyesight went away. He became blind when he was small. Mother is crying in front of Allah Ta'ala. Night time, she got up and she crying. Look at the mother also. They get up at night and they're crying, Allah Ta'ala, make my child like this. Make my child, Allah. Imam Bukhari was orphan, you see. His father passed away when he born. Same like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He also, when he born, was no father. The only mother. And he says, Ya Allah, you gave me one child. And that also his eyesight went away. What will happen for me, Allah? Ya Allah, give him eyesight. He says, after that she slept, she saw Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam in her dream. And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, don't worry. When you get up in the morning, Allah will give eyesight to your child.
That's Imam Bukhari.
When he got up in the, when she got up in the morning, Subhanallah, child is looking. Subhanallah, that eyesight back. How much dua she made for the child? While he was 16 years old and he memorized so many books, especially the Hadith book of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, and he started writing Bukhari Sharif when he was 18 years old. Look at our 18 years youngsters today. He don't have time to come in a masjid. You don't have. We're not saying you get up for tahajjud. I'm not saying to you, you perform your ishraq and chas and awabin and do this. We're not saying that. But we're saying do compulsory act, perform compulsory act and save yourself from guna. What's the hadith? Well, Imam Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, a person asked him, Rajulun Kalilul Amal wa Kalilul Kalilul Dhunub Ajaba ilayk, aw Rajulun Kathirul Amal wa Kathirul Dhunub. Subhanallah. Qala la adilu bis salama. He's the person asking Abdullah ibn Abbas, oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, a person had little amal, only faraz namaz. He don't have any ishraq and chas. He don't have any tahajjud and awabin, nothing. Only faraz namaz. He perform his faraz namaz time to time. He's punctual in his salah. And other side, he have the little bit sin, not so much. And one side, a person, mashallah, doing tahajjud, ishraq, chas, reading so much Quran, everything. But he have got a lot of sins also. He's disobeying every way, in his house, on the road, in the market, every way. He's lying and he's disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and he's breaking the rule of Islam. Subhanallah. This person is better or that person is better who had the little but amal, no nawafil at all, only faraz namaz, but little but guna. Other side, so much good deeds, masjid every time, Quran. When you go out, only sins and sins. This person is better or that one? What he says, la adilu bis salama. The person who had little but amal, little but faraz namaz, no other many nawafil, no ibadat, only faraz namaz is fulfilling the act of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is a better. What he want to say, the person who don't perform the ibadat, never mind, but is saving himself from guna, that person is better than the person who read tahajjud, ishraq and chast. It's like a tonic. I'm giving always example. So nafal ibadat like a tonic in your body. Vitamin C and D. All our youngsters today, mashallah, they go in the gym and they take the vitamin. This and that and this. 1,000 and 100 other the tablets name also. Now they're taking, mashallah, and become bodybuilder. Vitamin. That's body, for the body. But other side, guna is like a poison. To make your body, you're taking vitamin. And other side, you're taking poison. For example, you do something, heavy things in your food that will cause a problem. The vitamin is not going to kill you, but the poison will kill you. Same thing, he says, guna is like a poison. It's like a poison. It's person, anybody who commits Allah, who disobey Allah Ta'ala and commits sins, is drinking poison. Drinking poison. Whatever vitamin is there, that also will be finished. Everything will be finished. Understand? So look at here. I don't want to go more in deep about parents. I was talking about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Look at him, what he says. He says, oh my ummah, on the day of Qiyamah, he's saying his own daughter, he's saying his own sahaba, don't think tomorrow that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my father, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my uncle, he's going to save me on the day of Qiyamah. He says, don't think that. Do your amal in this dunya. Your amal will save you in your grave and the day of Qiyamah. He gave this lesson to the sahaba. He gave this lesson to his own family. He's saying to Hazrat Aisha, don't think my husband is Nabi, he's going to save me. He says, no, your amal will come with you. Your namaz will come with you. Your ibadat will come with you. And if you save yourself from guna, Allah will love you. If you do this, in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. If you got fear of Allah, if you stay away from guna, Allah will open the heart. He will bring a special light in your heart, will show you what is right, what is wrong. But when you make tawbah and you turn towards Allah, you save yourself. Today our youngsters, they stay away from farais and they are busy in the guna. They are busy. Why are they committing guna upon upon and upon, guna and guna. And why this disobeying Allah? Because Prophet says, "Kalla, bal rana ala kulubihim." If you commit one sin, it become a dot on your heart, black dot. And if you don't make tawbah, if you commit sin again, it become second. Slowly, slowly, if you don't make tawbah, the heart become black. Allah's Nabi Sassam says, become black. Then someone advise you. You will say, no, I don't like this. I don't want to sit in his company. I don't want to listen. Because the heart become hardened and dark. Kalla bal rana ala kulum. Because of his sins. So he don't want to stray. Go to stray towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Always he try to do. Commit sins against the parents, against the brother, father, sisters, and against Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Disobey every way. Allah ta'ala save me and save all of you, and especially our youngsters today. The time environment is so bad. Wherever you go, whichever street you go, there are drugs and this and that and killing and murdering and this. Please, please, oh my youngsters, a day will come. We have to face to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our qabr, first position. In our cover, if you success in your cover, then be success till end. If you've been caught in your grave, you'll be caught. You don't think still I'm young, I'm not gonna die. We don't know so many youngsters be buried in a graveyard. Understand? So we must think a day will come. I'm going to face to Allah and Rasulullah says, what I'm going to say if I disobey in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to practice sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq to respect our parents, inshallah.